Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I am so excited to be with you today. You know, I had just come back from a beautiful, wonderful, amazing time in Paris, France, and I was there with my husband just this past week, celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary, and we were there for 8 days, and it was just a fabulous, fabulous time. And so I just wanted to share some inspiration today, just from that trip, some things, some lessons that I learned along the way that hopefully you can use in your life and in your business that can help you to kind of go a little bit further than where you are right now. You know, I believe that all of us need to take that time away. And when we are away, we get a whole different perspective about life and about ourselves and about whatever we may be into, whether it is your career or your business or whatever dream that you have. When you step away from the mundane of everyday life and you take a moment just to inhale a new breath of life from a different place, a different perspective seems to arise out of that. And I think it's worth sharing. And so we had a wonderful time there. And I just kind of had a few things that I wanted to just share with you about that journey. You know, we had a wonderful time going to Paris. And of course, you know, it was a moment where we just really just had that time alone, you know, that where there was no distractions of any kind. And I think that it is so important for us to be able to shut everything off, really just shut the world out for a moment and just really be able to concentrate, to focus on each other so that you can really hear what's really been going on in the heart of one another. And when I thought about that as being the first lesson that I learned, because we had we did have internet, but we really wasn't on the internet, but no TV and nobody calling and not kids and not any issue that was left in the States, we didn't bring it there. And so we had, and because we didn't really know how to speak French as well as we should have learned before we got there, but we were able to really communicate in a language that we are able to speak to one another in a way that we could hear what's really on your heart. How have you viewed these 30 years? What are some things that we want to change, to improve? How do we want to even love better and stronger and harder than ever before? And so when you take that moment where you don't have to fight for attention because of life being so busy, right? There's so much going in and going there and going here. And so we find ourselves not being able to take that time to really sit and hear. And when we took that time, we heard things we never heard before, right? And it was eye-opening. It was inspiring. It was some things that was just, you know, uncomfortable or, you know, things that we wasn't expecting to hear from one another. But yet it was so needful for us to be able to hear ourselves, hear each other's hearts, and to embrace that, and to know how to nurture, you know, those things that perhaps we haven't given that kind of attention to that we needed to give to it. So I want to ask you today, what have you been allowing to distract you so that you haven't been able to really hear what's really going on the inside of you, or perhaps what's really been going on in your business or on your job or in your career or what God has been saying to you during this time in your life, because you've been so busy with so many other things that's been getting your attention and that you have allowed to shut out the real thing that you need to get clear on, that you need to understand, that you need to know, that you need to push past and push, lean more into rather, that is going to take you to the next level in your life. One of the things I realized that while being in Paris, you know, where I'm in a whole nother environment, and I tell you guys, it was so beautiful just to be there and to explore all the newness of something that I have never seen before. It really began to fuel me with an excitement that I needed to have for that moment in my life of something that was fresh. You know, sometimes we get into the dullness of life and we don't allow that freshness to come. And that's why everybody needs to get away and to just get a fresh perspective, a fresh vibe and feeling and fresh ideas and fresh dreams to come alive when you are somewhere different. And so one of the things that I just wanted to share is that when you remove the distractions, you usher in something brand new that can open you up to experience yourself in a new way, to get those new ideas, to experience each other in a new way. And so it was so life-giving. And when you feel that you've been in a place where you've been drained of life, you know, because so much has been happening. And I tell you, my month of July has been just a month of transitions, of all sorts of things happening, and I'll do another show on transitions. But right now, I want to talk about how to stay inspired, you know, and one of those things is, again, getting rid of the distractions. The other thing that was that inspired me while I was in Paris was being able to explore, right? To see life as an adventure. You know, my husband and I, we traveled on public transportation there. That was kind of like the best way to get around. And so it has been years for us being on any type of buses and trains and all of that. And just learning how to navigate through Paris was really an adventure, to say the least. It was an adventure. But we managed to do that. And even when buses went out of service that we were still on, and it's like, okay, everybody's got to get off. We're like, what, where are we? You know, we were able to figure it out. You know, we had our GPS on our phones and it was able to direct us. So we walked, you know, to wherever we had to go to. And I just felt that it's so important for us to be willing to step out of our comfort zone and to be willing to explore something different, even something that you don't understand, even something that you're not really well versed in and you're not really sure of. It's important for us to be willing to explore and say, let me take a chance on this. Let me take a chance on me. Let me take a chance on doing something I've never done before, and so that you can have an experience that you've never experienced before. For us, you know, tasting different foods and meeting so many incredible people and hearing their stories, and we're able to share our stories with them, and listening to different music and going to different places that we've never seen before. My goodness, it really just opened us up to saying, wow, look at this world. That's so amazing. And when we looked at the different architectures and the different paintings, when we went to all these big, beautiful, famous places, you know, to see the Mona Lisa and all of these places, you know, the Louvre where the Mona Lisa is, and so many places, it really amazed us to say, you know what, they had less technology, less information than what we have right now, less skill and all of that than we have right now. But look at what they were able to do. And when we thought about that, you know, just the intricacy of the sculptures as, and the way the buildings were designed, with how they drafted in faces and horses, and things were in gold and all kinds of things. It's like, wow, how did they do that with the little that they have then, but based on what we have right now, to create so many incredible things? It really made you it really made us say, wow, you know what, we can do more. We can definitely do more. If they were able to do this and have the inspiration and the ingenuity and innovation to do all of these incredible things, what more can we do, you know, with the knowledge, the experience, the education, the technology that we have? We can do so much more. So it was amazing to see. And when we were able to step away and to step back and to be willing to explore and see all of these amazing things, it really inspired us to say, you know what, we haven't even touched, you know, or tapped into what really lies in us, the genius, the greatness that lies in us to do what we have been put on the planet to do, just like these people did over there in Paris. So I want you to be willing to be open, you know, to see life as an adventure, and to see what are the possibilities that lie within you. And as we explored, you know, that whole beautiful place there in Paris, France, we had to adjust and we had to adapt, right? When we didn't know what to do or where to go, or when we got a little lost or turned around, we had to adjust and adapt. And so I want to ask you, in what way do you need to adjust and adapt to something new, to something bigger, to something better that awaits you, you know? But because it's unfamiliar, you're not really sure. Be willing to trust yourself and to allow yourself to adjust and adapt so that you can embrace that freshness that's awaiting you, those new ideas that's awaiting you to do something even greater. And the last thing I want to share with you that was inspiring to me, and one of the lessons learned, is about the impossible. You know, when I went to the Arc of Triomphe, and it was an amazing place. But guess what? I had no idea I had to climb stairs to get up to the top of that arch. And it was 287 stairs, one way, spiral staircase. But guess what, you guys? As much pain as my knees were in during that time, I climbed those stairs and I got to the top. And so many times we think that it's so impossible. It looks so defeating already, you know, it looks so like I just can't see how that's going to happen. But guess what? I did it. And it was worth it to see what was at the top that was waiting me. So I want you to ask yourself, what seems impossible, but yet are you willing to take a chance and to do it anyway, to know that you got what it takes to move out and to move into the dream of your life, to move into the changes that you want to see in your life, in your business? It may seem daunting. It may seem impossible, but all things are possible to him that believes. So listen, I hope that you got some type of inspiration from my trip in Paris. There's more that I can share, but I just really wanted to share just the beauty of some of the things I learned that I saw from the Chateau de Versailles, the palace there, beautiful, gorgeous. There are so many beautiful things on the other side of what you want to do. So be willing to be doing that, and you'll be amazed at what your life can look like. You guys take care. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.